Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Lois Geller's here. Lois is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now more than a dozen years. She's the founder and the president of Lois Geller Marketing, the author of so many books on loving up your customers, including Response, The Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing. It's actually the Bible on direct marketing. And then, her, of course, one of her landmark books is Customers for Keeps, and many others that she's written. And she is one of the world's experts, and probably the preeminent expert on social media. And she's literally made herself that by hard work and study over the last several years. She's our good friend, Lois Geller. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
Good to have you back. And one of my favorite people in the galaxy, too, Lois. Shakespeare said, to be or not to be, that's the question, right? Mm-hmm. Did he really, today would he say, to tweet or not to tweet, that's the question?
I figured that's what William would say.
So, Twitter is almost a controversial situation, isn't it? I mean, it's one of these things that some people can't do without, and some people can't stand to be around.
Well, that's true. You hear both sides of it, but the bottom line is you have to be on Twitter. That's my last
word. That's the story you're sticking to.
Yes, and I'll stick to it.
Tell us why.
You have to be on Twitter.
Tell us why. Well, who has to be on Twitter? Individuals, businesses, who?
I think your small business owners all have to be on Twitter.
Yeah.
I think it has a lot of wonderful benefits for them, and they're missing the boat if they're not. And they have the hard part is to get people initially on it. Because it seems like it's a lot of work and it takes a lot of time, but once they're there for a while, it's kind of like a good diet.
how could 140 characters be a lot of work and take a lot of time? In one way, if you look at it like that, it doesn't sound right, does it?
Well, if you're just going to put up words on Twitter and you're just going to be talking at people, then it's, you know, not worth your time. But if you really want to engage people, make friends there, network, get access to people you'd never have access to, then you have to try.
How do you take someone who's been around a while, you know, somebody who's got a couple of gray hairs? How do you take somebody who didn't grow up in the digital age and make that person find the relevance in Twitter?
Well, I think that's I think it's a great question to ask, because all of our clients that come in the door say the same thing. We'll get the kid to do it, or we have an intern that'll do it, or my assistant will
do it.
Right,
right.
But I think that unless a business owner actually experiences Twitter, they cannot really understand all the benefits that they can get from using it. I think it just means you have to be on it. It's like you can't put somebody else on your diet.
Right.
One thing
that happens, let's say that person with a couple of gray hairs is at a concert or a ball game, and there's some young person next to them, and they're on their phone, you know, doing all this tapping around on their phone, and he leans over and he says, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm tweeting about the concert. I'm tweeting about the ball game or whatever." And so that person is looking at that young person thinking, "Well, while you're tweeting, I'm watching the ball game."
That's so true.
That sort of turns off people, I think, a little bit. Because the Twitter, the person doing the tweeting isn't kind of in watching.
I think that's a very, very true statement. But I don't think that the person who's tweeting about it is tweeting about it during the entire concert.
Yeah.
The person who's tweeting about it is saying, announcing to everyone on his Twitter sphere that he's there.
Right.
And it's a great way to reach out to anybody else that's in the concert hall, that wants to come over and say hello to him, too, that might know him from
right.
Twitter.
Right.
I was at a piano concert the other night, and I just tweeted on it, the David Chick piano concert, blah, 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 and then I listened to the concert. And when intermission came, some man came over to me and said, you know, we've been tweeting at each other, and it wasn't until I realized that you were here that I recognized your picture, and right. I wanted to come over and introduce myself, and I own a large real estate company here in South Florida. So a lot of that,
that's a new prospect.
It is, and it leads to a lot of tweet-ups, and it also leads to commonality.
Wait, time out, tweet-ups. Tell us what that means.
Tweet-ups are meetings that you have with people in an area. So if I'm going to St. Louis this week on business, I say, you know, I'm going to St. Louis on business, and I'm staying at the blah, blah hotel, like I'm going to Toronto in a few weeks, and I'll be at the Royal York. And I already said it. Four or five people that I know on Twitter already asked if we could have a tweet-up in the afternoon. So after my speech, I'm going to meet up with them, and there are about eight of them. And people I never met before, and you never know what's going to happen, because we know a lot about each other already.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it is kind of like, it is kind of networking on warp speed, because I have 22,000 followers.
It's another dimension of networking, isn't it? I mean, it's a different dimension of networking from the face-to-face thing. It's a way of creating... when you think about it, look what eBay did for acquiring products.
Exactly.
I mean, if you want some esoteric little screw or bearing or whatever, and who in the world would have that? Well, if somebody in the world has it and puts it on eBay, you can find it. You can get that little thing. So, using Twitter for example, as you're describing it. If there are like-minded people out there who would never find each other otherwise, never network with each other otherwise, they can find each other this way.
Exactly. And it's the best part about it is that if you have a challenge or a problem or a question and you're really struggling with it and you put it out on Twitter, you're going to get a great answer.
Mm-hmm.
One of your Twitter followers is going to say, you know, my account was hacked one time about a month ago, and somebody got on my account. I said, somebody hacked my Twitter account. I don't know what to do. And like five people immediately jumped in, told me what to do, and that was it. I've done that. I do that maybe twice a week at least.
Yeah. Help. Well, another thing is if you ask a question like that, a lot of people will say, here's an article to read that you might not have known about or something like that. Lois, I need your website quickly, please.
LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com.
Check it out, folks. You can find all our books there and wherever books are sold. Quick break, right back with Lois Geller. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.